The report, titled Health and Sea Level Rise Impacts on South Florida, maps out sea level rise projections alongside health data from Palm Beach County down to the Keys. Dr. Roderick King is CEO of the Florida Institute for Health Innovation, which is one of the organizations that worked on the study.
Typically, from the health and public health perspective, we think about vulnerability in terms of lower socioeconomic status, poorer communities, etc. But through the lens of climate change and sea level rise, we found that many of those communities were actually less vulnerable.
Less vulnerable for now. The researchers found that people who live in coastal communities, which tend to be a little more affluent, are at risk of getting cut off from health services during big flooding events, particularly older, less mobile retirees, for example.
When the issues for the geographically vulnerable along the coast get worse, they will move and they will displace those that are currently not that vulnerable. And so that will probably be the tipping point.
Then those communities that already have health disparities by more traditional measures, well, they lose their advantage on sea level rise. King says he'd like to see different sectors of our community, not just the health department, get involved in searching for solutions. For Health News Florida, I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.